A conservative lawmaker is catching heat for telling the truth about the lackluster legislative session. Today is Monday, September 4th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. As the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton kicks off tomorrow, Texas Scorecard will be covering it gavel to gavel. Not only will our reporters be present, but we'll live stream the Texas Senate proceedings on the Texas Scorecard apps for Apple TV and Roku. Let's get to today's news. Tarrant County's scandal-plagued chief appraiser Jeff Law has resigned, sparing the Tarrant Appraisal District's Board of Directors a vote to fire him. In every county in Texas, the appraisal district is responsible for setting the value of properties for taxing purposes. This makes the chief appraiser a pivotal role. Law submitted his resignation on September 1st, just days after the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court and the Mansfield City Council both voted unanimously for resolutions calling on the appraisal board to replace Mr. Law. Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare had a blunt message for the appraisal district's board of directors. Their next chief appraiser, he said, must be, quote, pro-taxpayer. A U.S. district judge appointed by Ronald Reagan ruled in favor of the American Civil Liberties Union and other drag show supporters late last week. The ruling grants a temporary restraining order against a new law restricting sexual performances in front of minors. U.S. District Judge David Hittner claims that the new law could cause irreparable harm to the plaintiffs, and so he seeks to, quote, preserve the status quo until his court can make a final decision on the issue. Meanwhile, U.S. District Judge Alan Albright said last week he would soon issue a preliminary injunction to block a new law prohibiting smut from school libraries. Albright was appointed by Donald Trump. Both decisions are expected to be appealed by the Texas Office of the Attorney General. As has been noted, several pieces of Republican priority legislation have been delayed due to lawsuits, but 774 new laws went into effect in Texas on Friday. A new corporate welfare program called the Texas Jobs, Energy, Technology, and Innovation Act is now in place. It's a new statewide economic incentive program replacing the state's controversial Chapter 313 program, which ended after lawmakers declined to renew it 2 years ago. A law banning child gender mutilation procedures is now in effect, despite legal opposition in state court. The same goes for legislation providing regulatory certainty for businesses, which had been confronting an increasingly hostile patchwork of contradictory local regulations. And despite all the talk about the border, none of those new laws provide for significant border security enhancements. Only six of the new laws are even tangentially related to the ongoing border crisis. One of the new laws requires schools to provide training to an armed security officer employed by the district using state funds to be on every campus. The law also requires school district leadership to meet regularly with their law enforcement counterparts to discuss any emergency preparedness and action plans that are needed to keep students safe. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Are Democrats stealing the Texas House? Texas Scorecard's new documentary, The Texas Heist, is out now. Follow along with Michael Quinn Sullivan as he visits with Texans who all say the same thing. Democrats run the show in the Texas House. Watch The Texas Heist now on YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, or go to texasscorecard.com.
After calling out specific members of the Texas legislature for failing to pass conservative priorities, Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian has been the subject of social media attacks from members of the House leadership. Not from the Democrats, of course, but the Republicans. During an interview last week, Harrison outed Speaker Dade Phelan and State Representatives Dustin Burroughs and Todd Hunter for their roles in killing certain pieces of conservative legislation. legislation, including a ban on Chinese ownership of Texas land and ending COVID vaccine mandates. Rather than address Harrison's charges head-on, however, Mr. Burroughs has taken to attacking Harrison's job as the chief of staff to the United States Department of Health and Human Services during the Trump administration. Burroughs has been joined in his attacks by Republican State Representative Jeff Leach of Plano, who decided to mock Harrison's background as a former dog breeder, because owning a small business is apparently shameful. Other members, like State Representatives Jared Patterson of Frisco and Cole Hefner of Mount Pleasant, have also used their social media accounts to send ad hominem broadsides against Harrison. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton, Emily Medeiros, Katie Marshall, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.